too late. I hope it's not too late. I hope it's not too late. I hope it's not too late. Just keep loving on them, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might be finished, amen, but why don't you just praise them for the loved ones, amen. Hallelujah. Your family. Hallelujah. There's somebody in your situation, in your family, amen, who needs to work. You need to worship for, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue to stand to your feet as we receive, amen, hallelujah, our first assistant pastor, amen, as he prepares himself, amen, to come, hallelujah, to minister, amen, hallelujah, amen, the word of God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't let go. Don't let go. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let go. Hallelujah. 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 It's a contingency, amen. It's contingent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, give me you. 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 Hallelujah. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Why are you standing? Let us bow our heads. Father, in your sweet holy name, Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity, Lord, to come into your house once again. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your tender kindness. We thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God is good. And he's good. Amen, all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 27. 2 Chronicles, chapter 27. Chapter 27. 2 Chronicles, chapter 27. If you have it, say amen. Amen. We're going to read just a few verses. If you have it, say amen. Amen. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did. Howbeit, he entered not into the temple of the Lord, and the people did yet corruptly. You may be seated. The title of today's text is A Small Dent in a Beautiful Container. A small dent in a beautiful container. Oh, Lord have mercy. Jotham was one of the kings of Jerusalem, Judea. And he was a good king. But sometimes
the behavior of a father, or sometimes the behavior of a mother, can affect the future generation. This is a prime example of such case. A small dent in a beautiful container. Uzziah was a king that the Lord blessed. If you read on further, if you would just take your time, sometime or another, and your leisure in your Bible study, if you would just read 2 Chronicles chapter 26. It tells you the story of a king by the name of Uzziah. Yes. And as time progresses, you'll find that this next chapter, which is where we're at right now, it talks about the future king, or the son of Uzziah. And one reason why this is sort of peculiar is that due to the fact that Uzziah, he was a good king, but if you read on in that same chapter, in chapter 26, you'll find that the Bible says that when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense. Now see, that was something that he shouldn't have done. That was a task that was assigned to the priest. But in his error, he got lifted up. And no doubt he felt within himself that he was somebody and that he was also a special man of God. And he decided to take it on himself, the duties of the priest. And that's where he messed up. The Bible says that the priest went in to stop him, and he began to fuss with the priest. Oh, no doubt his head had gotten big and God had given him victory, and no doubt he was a great king. But he got the big head. No doubt proud with his accomplishments. No doubt he felt good at how God was using him. And he decided to take it on himself. But what happened was that in the midst of his heated debate with the priest, he come down with leprosy. Oh, you better be mindful and always remember or keep in your mind that it was God. He is the one that gives exaltation. He is the one that causes blessings to come. It is God. But he got lifted up. And as the scripture states within the next chapter, that his son began to reign. And as a result of that, he did not go into the temple to worship. Now, there are several different commentaries. They say different things. They say, well, he didn't do what his dad done as far as burning incense. And you look at the commentaries, and they say different things. Some say that he didn't go in to worship. He didn't do this. And some said, well, he just didn't do what his dad done. But the end result of that was, in that particular verse, the people did corruptly. as a norm the way it goes. If there is a good king, the people do well. Normally the way it goes, if you have good leadership, the people follow in hot pursuit with the leadership, and they do good. But in this case, they didn't. They done corruptly. So that lets me know, or it tells me, that there is a dent in this beautiful container. There's a dent. We have to be careful of how we act around our children. We got to be careful. Because they look at us, they watch us, what we do, how we pray, how we read, they watch everything. They watch us. I'm reminded of my own grandchild. My wife, she has this red sweater that she used to like to wear. She this red sweater, I don't know, I guess she's attached to it somehow or another, and she likes it. And my granddaughter saw her with that red sweater. She had to have her a red sweater. She likes red sweaters. And it's just amazing to be able to see how they really watch you, because they really watch you. They watch all that you do. But the thing that we really have to watch, and I'm going to name it the seed. A seed. It could be a seed of discontent. It could be a seed of malice. It could be something that your child has seen in you due to some type of behavior. How is it so that a child knows how to pray? How is it so? How is it so that the idea and the thought of worship come to mind when you were a child? How was it so? Somewhere along the way, somebody must have been watching you. They were looking at your life somewhere along the way. Be careful that the seed or the good seed grows in you, but not a seed of discontent. Lord have mercy. The Bible says that Jotham was good. He was a good king, and that he done what was right in the eyesight of God. A good king. There is a lot to be given dealing with leadership. There's a lot to consider due to the fact that the people were corrupt. How do you think leadership could have been with Jotham? Dealing with corrupt people. Sometimes it's difficult like that. Sometimes it's a task dealing with spiritual leadership. Because basically the Bible gives really two illustrations. One of sheep, one of goats. What is the nature of a sheep? A nature of a sheep, they will do just about whatever you want them to do. They might fuss and fight for a little while. They might put up a little struggle. But after a while, a struggle will cease. Many years ago, my dad, he used to raise sheep. And I was a little fella. And it was a curious thing because when at times that he would gather them all together, and every now and then there was a time to shear sheep. It'd be that time. And sometimes when they were walking in the field, their feet would get infected. And I would see him grab a hold of that lamb and turn it upside down and get a hold of his foot. And he would take his knife out and he would cut that hoof. He would cut it. And some way or another, I don't know exactly how it was, but flies would get in that. And there would be maggots in that sheep's foot. And he would pick out those maggots. And he would do that to preserve the life of the sheep. It was painful to the sheep, no doubt, because he would just cut. There wasn't anything to deaden the pain for the sheep out there in the field. He would just cut. But it was to preserve the life of the sheep. And then at times we would get the sheep together, and then it was shearing time. He would tell me, he said, and then you grab a hold of him. You hold on. Because he's going to fight at first, but if you hold on long enough, he's going to quit struggling. Sometimes I grab a hold of the sheep, you know, and I hold on. It was just like Dad said, after a while, that sheep would stop struggling, stop kicking, and it would just be there, just lay there. And sometimes even the sheep, they would bear the lambs, and it seemed like they would come in bitter wintertime, and when it was real cold outside, it seemed like they had a tendency to want to come. And then every now and then, he said, to keep the lamb alive, he had some whiskey. He'd give that little lamb a shot of whiskey, and that whiskey, you know, that whiskey do the job, you know. The little lamb, get that whiskey. Bring it back to life. Because it was so cold, in order to get the lamb to survive, to make it, you had to give him little help, little boost. And that is somehow, how the Lord does his people. Every now and then when the times are rough and it seems like the struggle in life gets hard, he give you a little spiritual burst. It won't be whiskey. But he'll give you a little spiritual boost. But the parallel to that is the old goat. What can you do with an old goat? There's some people of God like that. They're about like that old goat. You can't do too much with a goat when it has its mind made up it's going to do what it wants to do. Because it is contrary. Don't want to do. I saw a scene once. I was going through the countryside, and the farmers, they have what they call row bales. Row bale of hay is a big bale, and it might be, about this tall.
About this one.
Big row bale. And this scene was a real curious scene, because apparently the farmer, he put it out for his sheep. And his sheep were all around the base of this row bale eating hay. They were having a good old time. But the goat was on top of the bale. He was eating from the top. He done got on top of the bale, and he was eating on top of the bale while the goats were eating at the base of the bale. It's just like a goat. Sometimes it's hard, it's difficult. deal with goats because it takes a lot of prayer. When you deal with a goat. Amen. Lord have mercy. There can be tension in leadership, especially spiritual leadership. Why? Because there's a small dent in a beautiful container. Oh, Jesus. One thing I've noticed, and it has happened to me, people will put you under a microscope. They'll watch you. They'll look at you. They'll put you under that microscope. They'll judge you. In some cases, so they have the ammunition that they don't have to do what the pastor says. Or they don't want to do what the leadership says. So that they can say, oh, he don't know what he's talking about. He's just a big hypocrite. Under a microscope. Sometimes it's painful being in leadership. David came upon a situation like that. He got word, and no doubt he was with another king. And he got word, I believe, that something had happened to Ziklag. And the people that were with him, no doubt the soldiers, they got word that their children and wives and different ones, the loved ones, had been taken. And the scripture reveals to us or lets us know that they got so upset at David, they're about ready to do him in. But we find that the Bible says that David had to encourage himself in the Lord. Lord have mercy. There'll be times when it seems like everything is against you. But as long as you hold on to God, hold on to him, he can give you strength in the time of trouble. I'm getting ready to stop you all. The Bible says that Jonathan became mighty, although he had a small dent, and he was a beautiful container. The Bible says that he became mighty because he prepared his way before the Lord his God. He prepared his ways before the Lord his God. A lot of us, we do have dents because we're in the flesh. And there are things that we're working on. There are things that we are dealing with. I have things in my life that I'm dealing with. We do have dents. We are striving to do the will of God. But as long as we make our way, as long as we have in our minds that we are going to prepare our ways before the Lord, before God, we'll be okay. We have to hold fast to his ways. Hold fast. Hold fast. And if we do that, we can be blessed. There's not much said about Jotham. There's not a lot said about him. If you look at books and commentaries and you look at different versions of the word, you'll find that there's not a lot said about him. But one thing is true. God gives credit because he was a good king and that he did prepare his way before God. He was a builder and he was a commander. He had thorny. He had Ammon, the children of Ammon, to pay tribute to him. And he was a builder because he did build. Hold on to God. Hold on to him. A small dent in a beautiful container. Amen. Amen. I would like to know if there's one here today. If there's one here, you might have a small dent, but the Lord is able to make you and fashion you and even deal with that dent to make you into a beautiful container. Won't you come today? Is there one to come today? Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come today? Thank you, Jesus. Won't you come today? Another to come.